Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thanks for being here, folks. We have put together a great show. I hope you enjoy it. You wouldn't be here wasting your time if you didn't. And we're going to try to deliver because I respect your time. I respect you more than you know. And I try to convey it, but I cannot express for you the deep warmth, the love and affection that I have for people that take the time out of their day and listen to my show. It's funny. I was talking to Terry, who runs the back office, if you will, of what we do. And I said to him, should we feature these shorter clips that we've made that just sort of tease the show? And he says, you know, they did studies, and they found that people, mostly who listen to your show, they're driving somewhere, you know, or whatever, and they want the full show. And I was thinking, I would want 10 minutes because you're going to go somewhere, wait 10 minutes. He goes, no, they want the full show. So that's what we feature. Numbers are rising, not the way we want. I mean, we want to do much better. We're still shadow banned, but that's okay. It's all God's plan. I firmly believe that. I don't know why God is making us wait, but there's a reason for it. So I'm cool with it. But anyway, I just want to let you know, we've looked at it, and we're giving you what supposedly the statistics say you want, so you get the full show. Now, we have segments, because we used to do the show where we did all the segments of the show individually. Now, I'm talking about for the podcast part of the show. Now we just do hour one and hour two. And we're told that's what people want. They want the hour one, hour two, or they may even want the full 2 hours. I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. If you want to help my team out in any way, you should go to the Kevin Jackson Network. And our phone number is 844-551-8255. Be specific about what you're calling for. And we're happy to respond back. I talked to a guy, I think his name is Stupnik or something like that. Steve, I believe. Anyway, maybe it's Kupnik. But he called and we talked to him. I mean, many of you have called. I've talked to you. Or you get a message back. One guy said, Kevin, I'm going to take the money we've been sending routinely to the whatever, TBS, and we're going to earmark it for the Backstage Club. Fine. You don't have to do that because we already take whatever you're sending and wherever it is, we already include you in the Backstage Club. But you're going to start getting a lot more. And we're behind. I promise you, Chris and the team, Terry, are working diligently to get this up. But in lieu of that, if you're on Backstage Club and you call me, I call you and can tell you. We text almost every day. And many others. So if you're Backstage Club, I'm in contact with you. Now, we're going to put up some stuff that's really cool. And when it's up, you're going to dig it. I promise you. You will. So it's there, and I hope we get those 500. I have to ask Melissa where we are on it, but I hope we get the 500 people to join. One other thing, if you're in something and you want out, and because one guy told me, he says, Kevin, I was trying to take it out of one thing to put it in the other, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. If that happens, contact me. We will get you out. I don't want anybody paying for something that they can't get, they don't feel like it's worth it or whatever. If you don't want to support us, you want to take your money out, I promise you, send us a note. We will make it happen. If you have a skill set you think you can help us with, don't hesitate to say, Kevin, I can help you do this. The likelihood is we don't know how to do it. We are not trying to be experts here. When I tell you it's all God's plan, it very well may be you that is that secret glue that we've needed to keep it all together. And I'm going to ask you a favor. Everyone listening to me, I don't care if you do anything there, but I want you to visit my store at shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Just look at it. Give me feedback, or if you see something that you really like or whatever, let me know. I need to know, what do you like? What do you not like? We took down one item because I just felt like it wasn't part of our nature. But go do that. Just visit. I want your feedback. So please do that. Joe Biden. And what is another sign that Donald Trump will serve his rightful second term Joe Biden has initiated war with Texas. Yep. He's putting the non-rights of illegals over the rights of sovereign U.S. citizens. And he's doing it in a state whose motto, folks, is don't mess with Texas. Biden has made some of the most asinine political moves I've ever seen in a president, fake or otherwise. And this one has to be one of the highest. It has to be one of the most blatant. This one is absolutely putting it. It's moved immigration up to a very, very close second to the economy. And a lot of people see it. They see the two together because they see now how immigration impacts all the other services. See, when I talk to political people that are going to run for office, and I tell them, I go, look, you've got seven things listed on your website you're going to do. Get rid of it. Get the one thing you're passionate about. For me, it's education. So, and I said, let me show you how you talk about education, even if somebody gets you off track. So let's say your education thing. And they say, well, Mr. Jackson, Senator Jackson, we know that you're big on education, but let's talk about this border issue for a second. I go, let's do that, Bill. So we've got an invasion coming from all over the world. It's not just Central America. It's all over the world. And these people are dumping all these people into America. And as Donald Trump would tell you, they're not the best people. It's like Australia. They're emptying out their prisons. They're sending gang members. They're sending drug dealers. They're sending human traffickers. Now, you could argue there's a handful of people that really need to get out, but we're not really seeing that. We're seeing some pretty well-dressed folks that are coming over. But no matter what, how they're coming over, one thing I can tell you, almost universally, they don't have the money to support themselves. So it's a burden on the economy. But let me tell you where it really hurts. It hurts in the communities that are most at risk. So the Latino and the Black communities are hurt. And what happens with them? When people come in, they're not even assimilating as part of our culture because they don't come in the legal system. They come in the illegal system. They're not made to become Americans and adopt our culture. They're not made to understand that they can't be criminals. They have to contribute to society. Those are the people that are coming in and slowing down your children in schools. And what is the most critical thing you're going to need over time? You need an education. That education is going to be the bedrock. See, I just swing it back over to education. Now, I've talked about the issue, but I'm going to swing it back to education. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's what this border, maybe border is your critical issue. Do that. So you talk about how the border issue is impacting education, healthcare, other services, particularly affecting veterans and things like this. That would be the way to do that. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this issue and the Supreme Court allowing this vote-gathering charade of Joe Biden.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden picking a war with the Texans. And one of the biggest political mistakes of his life, we're talking about this because it's worthy of it. He feels empowered by a Supreme Court that we thought we had control over 6-3. Now, they haven't totally ruled out Texas in the 10th Amendment, but to some degree they have. They're saying, Texas, you don't have the sovereignty to overdo the Fed when it comes to what we, for the state. And I get it. I understand the battle where Texas says, you know, we're going to protect our border, and the United States says, yeah, but it's our border too. But the problem that Joe Biden has and the Supreme Court has, and I don't understand how these people ruled like this, is that border and what we're supposed to do with it is part of the Constitution. You're supposed to protect us from invasion. And we're not talking about people seeking asylum. And I touched on a little bit of the Senate allocating all this money for this and the boondoggle that thing became, because it's like all the politics. Everybody wants to get their little pet thing in it. well, we'll put, make it to where you can only help the border if you help Israel, or we'll make it to where you can only help Ukraine if you help the border. You know, this, it should be single issue. That's what we should be doing. This is only about the border. You can't put anything else in it. And we have to agree to it. Now, of course, they're trying to dismantle it because it's a piece of crap piece of legislation. Texas has declared a border state of emergency, and they're justified in doing so. Thousands are streaming across Texas daily, and these leftist cities and states are dealing with hundreds. It may end up in thousands, but I'll put it to you this way. Take New York's problem with illegals. In Texas, they would tell you, that's 2 days for us. What are you talking about? We got 15,000 illegals. Okay, so that's 3 days of illegals for us. Where do you think they are? I don't know if you've ever... I grew up in Texas. Go visit a Texas border town. For all intents and purposes, it looks like Mexico. They do. They look like Mexico. And I'm not making any casting aspersions on the Mexican people, but Mexican people coming from Mexico have the culture of Mexico. Go to those towns, and they have the culture of Mexico. You don't need to go into Mexico if you go to a border town in Texas. You don't. It is almost identical. It'll be there's just a little bit of difference, you know, in terms of there. Obviously, Texans will speak the language or whatever, but I'm telling you, it is infused, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's like the border between Ethiopia and Nigeria. You know, you'll notice, okay, well, the people are kind of the same, or Ethiopia and Uganda or wherever, the next bordering state, Somalia. You'll see a blend in whatever country, the border you get to, you'll see the blend of the people because they're so close. But those towns resemble more Mexico than they do the United States to me. Anyway, Joe Biden declared war on Texas. He threw some raw meat to the extreme left base, far left. And what he did is he nationalized a National Guard contingent to, quote, support the federal government's U.S.-Mexico border control efforts. Now, I'm not sure how it works with the National Guard, because it's part of each state's military, as it were. But Biden asked members of the Alaska National Guard to step in. And I found that interesting that he chose Alaska. And I joked when I wrote about this, and because let me read it to you, because you'll understand why immediately my mind went into the joke realm. The Anchorage Daily News reports that deployment of troops is scheduled after 2025. The Alaska National Guard on Friday said that a memorandum from the federal government has been issued directing Alaska forces to prepare 2 LU-872 Lakota helicopters and 20 guardsmen to potentially be deployed in early 2025. The units would help provide aviation support to U.S. Customs and Border along the Alaska, according to the Alaska National Guard. Major Ryan Rizbicki, spokesman for the U.S. Army's Joint Task Force North, said in a phone interview that Alaska Guard members could be sent to any of 4 states along the border, including Texas and Arizona. So my question was, why Alaska? And that was when the jokes came in. I said, well, maybe Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's fingerprints are all over this, because he likely drew up his battle plan while under sedation for his elective prostate cancer surgery. And he picked Alaska because it's the bigger state. You know, he looked at the map and went, well, if we're going to go after Texas, size does matter. So we better make Alaska go after Texas. I'm making myself laugh at the ludicrous. I mean, what? This is such a publicity stunt, and it's bad publicity. But let's go back to the numbers. So Texas has over 29 million people. Alaska has just over 700,000. And while I appreciate the frontier spirit of the Alaskans, it pales in comparison to the Texans. I'm a Texan. And as long as the fight stays out of the cold, Alaska has got no chance. And the southern border, folks, is anything but cold. It is hot. It's Africa hot down there. So why Alaska? Joe Biden's probably, you know, Lloyd, you're right. It is a big state, and the bigger state can beat the little state. And they're like, yeah, Joe, you want some more cookies? These lunatics. Here are the two most important parts of the story. 20 troops. Seriously? What is Joe Biden thinking he's going to accomplish with 20 troops? Because it can only be symbolic, even if you're trying to help Border Patrol. What are 20 troops going to do? Texas could send one troop of Boy Scouts, all boys though, and take care of those pesky contingent of Alaskan Guard. And 20 troops over potentially four states. Now, I know this is difficult math for the left, so I'm going to do this. I'm not doing this for my conservative audience. But, hey, lefties, that's five people per state. And what are they going to do with five people per state? And they only got two Lakota helicopters. They're going to take turns trying to shoot feral hogs while they're up there. Get some! Get some! Oh, man, let me tell you something. The five troops that they assigned to Texas, I'm going to make you, I'm going to give you a little word of warning. Avoid the Texas Rangers. And I'm not talking about the baseball team. I'm talking about them bad butt law enforcement officers of Texas that are pretty much up there with the Navy SEALs. Avoid those guys. Yeah. Texas would send one, and he would be on coffee break most of the day. He'd say, we spotted him coming across the border, Ranger so-and-so. And he'd go, I'll get to it in a minute. Because it'll be nothing. And I suggest, if Biden does indeed invade Texas, think Afghanistan. I'm going to run out of time talking about the rest of this, so maybe we'll talk about it at the top of the order, top of the hour. But I do want to talk about Rona McDaniel being out. He did.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden skipping a Super Bowl interview for the second year in a row. It could be because of some embarrassing gaffes he's made lately. Telling a story this week about having a conversation with François Mitterrand. He was a French president, but he died in 1996. Donald Trump not expected to be in court today when the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over Colorado's decision to remove the former president from the ballot because of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist clause. Five U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. Their helicopter found in a mountainous region about 30 miles east of San Diego. First responders working to recover the remains of each of those Marines. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody wants a scapegoat.
Particularly when you're losing, you gotta have a scapegoat. But admittedly, the coach gets fired, right? If you have a team that isn't performing, the coach gets fired. And that's why Rona McDaniel is out. But she's not exclusively the reason for the Republican Party. She's far too young. The Republican Party has been dealing with issues for decades. I'm talking about over the last three decades, I've watched this party do all the wrong things. But we'll talk more on that in a bit. As it turns out, RNC Chair Rona McDaniel, she's out of here. And here's what they write. Two sources familiar with McDaniel's plan say she intends to step down shortly after February 24th Republican South Carolina primary. She has briefed former President Donald Trump on the matter, the sources say, and as for her replacement, Trump is likely to push for the appointment of North Carolina Republican Party Chair Michael Whatley, who has backed Trump's false claims, they write, that the 2020 election was rigged. That's not false. On this program, we state the truth. It is the truth that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election. So anytime they write that it's false, I'm going to correct the record here. We are going to deal in facts. Anyway, the source says, Whatley is a stop-the-steal guy. That is exactly what we need. We need a Republican Party that recognizes that the Democrats are stealing elections the same way they've stolen the idea that they are the party of racial reform. They're the party of abolition. They're the party of helping black folks. They're the party of helping Latinos. They're the party of helping women. They're the party of helping the common man, the worker. They are the party of communism, the party of fascism, the party of we don't need this stupid constitution. That is what they are. They are the party of lynching of Negroes. They are the party of denigrating women. They are the party of marginalizing the LGBT community to their sexuality and not their humanity. Not speaking of them in terms of human beings. That is what they are the party of. And until we decide we're going to change that narrative, they're going to win the battle. They said McDaniel has been a loyal supporter of Trump, who is the favorite to win the GOP nomination. No, he's won it. She says she took a highly unusual step as party chair last month and urged Nikki Haley to drop her challenge. What challenge? Nikki Haley is no challenge to Trump. Never has been. Everybody looks to Iowa and New Hampshire like that's going to be the place to set the stage. Fine. They had it. In some cases, you know, there are people that have performed well there and they went on to get their butt kicked. Nikki Haley didn't perform well there. Trump trounced her. So this idea that she's going to go to South Carolina, she's getting her butt kicked on February 24th. And then it'll be over.
Nevada is a joke. She's not going to do anything there. I read some article. Nikki Haley's going to surprise Trump in Nevada. What is she going to do? Jump out of a cake naked? At his celebration party? Anyway, they said McDaniel reportedly dropped her maiden name Romney after Trump reportedly asked her to. It was Rona Romney McDaniel. Her uncle is Senator Mitt Romney, who Trump has repeatedly clashed with over the years, and rightfully so. Mitt Romney is the relic of the Republican Party. And look, I get it. We have been raised to look at a guy like him. And let me tell you, Mitt Romney has a lot for us to be proud of. As a human being, the guy's been married to the same woman for 4+ decades. You see a picture of his family. They're a beautiful family. I'm sure they've had every issue other families have dealt with, but they've managed to do good with it. They're the Mormon faith. I don't know much about it, but here's what I'll tell you. I don't meet many Mormons that I go, they're bad people. I live in a big Mormon neighborhood where I'm at. I think our population here is something like 60% Mormon. And helpful, fun people. You know, I mean, they don't do anything on Sunday, which is a little bit of a hassle, you know, because they don't do anything. The kids don't play baseball, nothing. My son, every time we'd be in a baseball league, if they had Mormon kids on the team, you know, they weren't showing up on Sunday. But outside of a few peccadilloes here and there and quirks, they pretty much were very nice. They're a nice group of people. They're not filling jails. They're not wearing suicide vests. So it might be a little bit strange to us, but if you look at Romney and you say, okay, I don't practice his religion, but his religion isn't doing anything bad. He's a businessman who was successful. He wasn't as successful as Trump. He's no Elon Musk, but he made himself a great living. I told people, I actually interviewed at his company years ago, and I got declined, but I would have loved to have worked at his company at the time. I admired him. And again, from a business perspective and all that, I admire him. From a political perspective, I have zero admiration for him. None. This is a man that has watched this party be picked apart by hyenas, and he's done nothing. And instead of supporting the people that are out there to change and make a difference, he hasn't done it. But anyway, that's her uncle. So let's analyze, what did Rona McDaniel do wrong? Because she's the coach. She's coaching the football team. She's coached the football team for a few years now. And we lost in, I don't know when she came on board, but I think in 2022, in that time frame, we've lost. We shouldn't have lost in 2022. Everybody's been sounding the alarm bells on crooked elections. That's what Democrats do. They cheat in elections. And she did nothing. So, you know, if you're one of the ilk that said, oh, no, the 2020 election, like they tried to write here, it wasn't rigged. It was rigged. And if you're of the other ilk, shame on you. I hear people talk about it like it's no big deal. It is a big deal. Look at the mail-in ballots. Look at the places where over 100% of people voted. The Democrats don't want to clear voter rolls. Dead people voting. Mickey Mouse voting. All kinds of crazy stuff. People voting 2-3 times. And only a handful of people getting convicted. We see mules dropping off, you know, ballots. Multiple ballots. Hundreds, thousands of ballots. Oh, no, nothing to see here. We got trucks backing into places, mail sorters, you know, taking ballots here and there. It's all crooked. And for the record, I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. It should be done on the up and up. And I've actually said this. The ballot should be followed like forensic technicians at a murder scene. They should bag every single thing. There should be a chain of custody from the beginning, as we say, from the rooter to the tutor. I want to see that ballot. I want to know it arrived at your mailbox. By the way, they suspended this. The post office is supposed to know you got sent a ballot and it got sent back and then it gets checked off on the computer. They stopped it during the time of Trump. All kinds of shenanigans. For far too long, folks, the Rhino contingent has run the Republican Party. Now, I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Everybody has something to bring. The Rhino contingent do know how things work. You want to have them around. But they have to be willing to make adjustments. They have to be willing to say, you know what? Our party is no longer what people have thought about. Our party needs to have a makeover. Our party needs marketing. Let me give you an example. The Republican Party was for the slaves. Now, how much more can you be for the common man than when you say we're going to free people who have been treated like cattle, who have been misused and abused in the most inhumane manner? And then you say, well, the Republicans don't care about the working man. That is the very lowest of the working man. What do you mean they don't care about the working man? That's a ridiculous concept. They care about the working man. They unions support the Democrats because Democrats guarantee stuff. Republicans, look, I'm for unions. If you want to form a union, form a union. But if you don't want to form a union, don't. If you are the type of person that says, I'm willing to go it on my own, I'm willing to let my work ethic do it. There are a lot of people who settle for mediocrity. Here's what I will say to this. I'm going to put it this way. I'm all for a union that says, I'm going to make sure you know electrical work, carpentry. We're going to make sure that when you get a union carpenter, he's willing to put, it's like being a CPA. There are financial people, there are bookkeepers, there are accountants, and there are CPAs. And the CPAs have to get the biggest certification. They make the most money. If you want to do that, phenomenal. Go for it. But if you don't, if you just want to be a bookkeeper and you don't want any protections and you go, look, I'm just for the low-hanging fruit here. I'm going to do book, I'm going to do taxes at tax time, and I'm going to be off for, you know, 6 months out of the year. Fine. I'm all for those unions. You make something better where you keep getting up. It's like, you know, you can be a PA or you can be a doctor, a physician's assistant, or you can go the full boat and be a doctor. Which one's going to pay more? You know which. Choose your level. But this idea that we have to have unions, how can Republicans not explain that we're for certain unions? We're for you getting more and more certifications, if you will. A CPA, for all intents and purposes, is a union. It doesn't give you any guarantees, except it probably guarantees you're going to make more money. That's what we should be looking at. But what are we? Are we, as conservatives, are we pro for citizen? Of course. But look at everything that we're for. We want the border protected. We want individual rights protected. Patriot Act stuff. We want that stuff gone. We want the NSA to stop interfering in our elections. We want to stop interfering in our lives. I could go on. These are things. These are common things that people want. For the life of me, how do we not sell conservatism?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's been rumored for some time that Rona McDaniel would be out, that Trump would want her out. I don't know what the issue is, but she is out. And I'm not upset about it. Rona McDaniel doesn't know how to win. When you're the leader of a party, and you've been handpicked to do that, especially, I mean, I don't want to make it sexist, but as a woman, you got to perform. See, I don't like this. I don't care who they put in. I figure if Rona McDaniel was put in there, she's qualified. But you got to change the party. You got to be able to show me progress. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Rona McDaniel was a failure. She didn't bring... Look, There's been no better period for the Republican Party than the last, from 2016 to now. There's been no better period. Now, you can look at it as, well, we lost in 2020. No, we didn't. We got cheated in 2020. In 2022, we were supposed to have a red wave. The Democrats thwarted that by cheating yet again. And the reason is, there's a faction of Republicans, rhinos, who are still too powerful within the party, who allow the Democrats to propagate the lies that we've cheated. And the other day I played clips of Joe Biden going around the world talking about, well, what would happen if they stormed Buckingham Palace? What would you do, you know, and a couple of bobbies got killed and all this? It didn't happen in America, and you don't need to go sell it around the world. America is a beacon of how the, you know, elections should run, quite frankly. But our elections are worse than third world nations. And everybody knows that the Democrats cheat openly, the same way they lie openly. They tell you, oh, we're for black people. Prove it. Prove it. Show me where it's been an improvement. Is it an improvement in teenage pregnancies, high school dropout rates, college entrance rates, college graduation rates, incarceration rates? Please tell me. We buying more homes, we starting more businesses, what? Stop helping. Is it improving for women? They can't do anything for women because everything that needs to be done for women's been done. What do you want to do for women? What? Women can't start their own companies? Every time I hear these leftist feminist hags complain, oh, we don't make as much as a man. Well, then do as much. You can run your own company. You can make an all women's board. They're the only ones who could do this crap. Black people could put nothing but black people on a board of a Fortune 500 or a Fortune 50 company. They could make it all black. And nobody would dare say a word. I mean, I wouldn't complain either. I don't care. If that makes your company successful, fine. But let an all-white company do it. All-white board, etc. What would happen to them? You need some diversity, equity, and inclusion. They would. I guarantee if there was a Fortune 50 company that had 250,000 employees worldwide, a market cap of $500 billion, and it was led by all black people, there would be no complaints. Nobody would be talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And if the number of whites was only 10% of it, you know, or whatever, and it wasn't proportionate to what the makeup of America is, nobody would say a word. Is anybody even asking that question? What if it were Latinos? What would happen then? Would black people get to complain if it was all Latino? The point is, we have people that can't sell anything on the Republican side. They don't know how to flip an argument and make a leftist go, oh, I hadn't thought about it that way. And so Rona McDaniel, who's the leader of the GOP, she's sitting out here, they're calling us racist, they're calling us xenophobes, they're calling us homophobes, they're calling us, you know, I mean, you name it, they've got a name for it. You're a climate denier, you're a vaccine denier, you're, you know, a COVID denier, you're always a denier. And you know what all of the things that we deny have in common? You want to know? We were right. How can you not sell being right? You want me to stick with you when you can't even sell the idea that you're right? So here's what I'd say to you. What did she do wrong? First of all, If I were running, and I'm just going to do it as if I were running the GOP. If I were running the GOP and the rhino contingent came to me and said, Donald Trump's a cancer and all that, I'd say, you know what? You're a loser. You don't know how to win. You're jealous because a guy who was a businessman who has been successful in multiple things jumped over you. If you think I'm going to listen to you, you're wrong. We have a party that has freed black people, that has done more to give the voice of freedom to people, to help people pick themselves up and do more for, you know, to get involved in the community of America, to become more the culture of America. And you have a guy whose mantra is make America great again. He wants to put America first. And here's the real crux of it, folks. Pay attention. He did it. 4 years demonstrating it. The Republicans have the evidence of what Trump would do. Now, the rank and file public gets it. How many clips did we play over the last week where black people are like, man, Donald Trump, he my man, Donald Trump my man. Trump versus Biden. Do we have that clip?
Trump or Biden?
I ain't gonna lie. Trump my mother.
Donald Trump or Joe Biden? When Joe Biden spoke on the black community, this mother had the nerve enough to say, if we don't vote for him, then we not black. Well, guess what, Joe? I ain't vote for your ass, and I'm as black as the mother concrete.
How do you feel about Trump getting indicted?
They need to free my boy. He been exposing, and they don't like that. Trump 2024, my brother.
They know they can't get him for none of the real get it game freedom.
I ain't used to like that. But now, bro, I realize that he meant well for the country. Bro, we need that back. Free Trump. Trump 2024.
How do you feel about Trump being taken off the ballot in Colorado?
I think it's bull. I'll write him in if I have to.
I think it's unconstitutional.
I don't think it's right.
Why?
Because he hasn't been convicted of anything. You know, I mean, I'm not his fan, but I don't think anyone should tell anyone who can run or not.
I just know right is right, wrong is wrong. Everybody got a voice, and you know what I'm saying? Nobody should be silenced for their truth.
Trump 2024, you know what I'm saying? Forever. That boy, free Kodak, man.
And when I talked about this clip before, I said there's so much to unpack there. One dude goes, man, I didn't lie. I wasn't down with Trump. Now I like him. And he was dropping in words all over the place. One guy said, Trump is my MF. You know, a lady goes, I don't have to like him to know that it's unfair he's being taken off the ballot. These are the underlying things about what's going on with Donald Trump. Now, the question is, why haven't the Republicans embraced this? Why hasn't Ronan McDaniel been able to go out and get into this rhino crowd and say, look, grow up, put on your big boy pants and understand that Donald Trump is the one thing that has brought all these people to the party. You want the black vote, he's brought it for you. The only thing we have to do now is make sure he's not cheated again out of an election. If anybody said to me about election denier, I'd say, take them out back and kick their butts. That's what I would say all over the country. I'd say, if you're one of these people that wants to call us election deniers, you need to get out of the party. We don't need you. We know Trump was cheated. If you think Joe Biden got 81 million votes, you're delusional. And I'm not going to let anybody be a leader in this party, the one that I'm running. And let me tell you what would have happened. Ronan McDaniel would have raised more money than she could shake a stick at. And she would have been pushing back. Oh, the Republicans are still denying the election. The Republicans are saying, yes, we are. We are. And you know what we're going to do? All of our efforts are going to be to make sure that you will never cheat us again. We are going to mount a nationwide 100% effort to make sure elections are fair for everybody. And by the way, this helps Democrats too. This is not just about us. The American people are going to get the person they elected, not somebody that got selected. I know there are people out there going, you go, black man, you go, Kevin Jackson, the president. Yeah, I don't want to be it. You'd be right to be cheering that. They want leadership. They want somebody willing to step up and get it done. And I'm one of them. I mean, I'm doing it this way. I'm not going to run for office, but this is the way I'm doing it. And if you notice, in case you haven't noticed, this is what we deliver on this radio show every day. I deliver truth. And I know I'm being shadowed, man. My team goes, Kevin, on our articles. They send us notes saying, well, we can't put any Google ads into your message because you're spreading misinformation. I don't spread misinformation. I spread opinion. And my opinion about your misinformation is right. I know it. I know I was right on the vaccine. I know I'm right on J6. I know I'm right on election theft of Donald Trump. I know I'm right on Joe Biden's dementia. I know I'm right on Hunter Biden and that Biden family being crooked. Don't try to tell me otherwise. And you know it. And the only question is, are you willing to fight for it? Well, one of us is. I fight for it every day. And it penalizes me. It's penalized my family over almost 15 years, certainly over a decade. We've been penalized. I could have been filthy rich if I just towed the line. Screw it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.